Lead from the Heart, Transformational Leadership for the 21st Century by Mark C. Crowley. This audiobook includes a supplemental PDF that contains images as well as the acknowledgments and the About the Author sections from the print edition. I will be referring to the PDF throughout the recording, so be sure to have it handy as you listen. It should be among the files you downloaded when you purchased this audiobook. Introduction. Every human heart is human. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. I was raised by wolves. There's no literal truth to this statement, and yet it feels totally accurate as an explanation for the inhumane and often heartless form of care I received during most of my childhood. Ironically, wolves have quite a good reputation for rearing their young. Had I really been left to their care, I'm inclined to believe their nurturing instincts would have been far superior to those of the humans who did raise me. They would almost have to be. A close relative of mine once told me he believed my father's intention was to destroy any potential I had to succeed in this world. And while I've never wanted to accept this assertion as truth, who wants to believe that of their own father? The psychic wounds I suffered while growing up were too numerous, deep, and enduring to argue otherwise. My father was a man who virtually never conveyed his love or esteem for me. Instead, for reasons I've never fully understood, starting when I was very little, he went to work on dismantling my sense of well-being. Some inner directive made him overtly destructive and rarely constructive in his approach to motivating my behavior and achievement. He was an extremely volatile person who came home from work almost every night enraged, and although I sincerely tried, nothing I did could ever please him. This was dispiriting to me as a young boy, of course, but how he chose to express his displeasure did the most harm. He would scream. The reverberation of his incessant yelling undoubtedly did cellular damage to me, but even more injurious were the things he said, things he wanted me to believe about myself and to know he believed about me. Using $10 words of piercing pain and hurt, my father routinely took direct hits on my equilibrium and self-confidence. To convey his belief that I lacked ambition, he called me shiftless. He told me I was mendacious, which is a liar. An ingrate, ungrateful, and had no milk of human kindness, a Shakespearean reference that conveyed I had no concern or regard for other people. He characterized me as being pusillanimous, one of the most destructive words in the English language, meaning he saw me as having a contemptible lack of ambition and drive. In those days,
sample complete. Ready to continue?